Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I have opened the doors. I'm welcoming you to step through and just hang out with me for the next 2 hours. What direction is today's show going to go? You know what? I'm going to leave that up to you. If you are an artist or a small business that supports artists, I would love to hear from you. This is a great time to tell us who you are and what you do. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, if you follow who I am and what I do, it's all support of members of the Flavor News Movement, underground, unknown, independent artists. And you know what? It's all art forms. I welcome all art forms into my family at Flavor News. I want to start out today's show with a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. And I was thinking about him today as I was processing and posting some things online today. This particular gentleman passed away some months ago. When I first met him, he did let me know that he was diagnosed with cancer. And sadly enough, he did not survive many, many months after that point of letting me know this. But he's an amazing talent. The one thing that I can honestly say is from the day we encountered each other and he joined the Flavor News Movement, he let me know that he believed in me. And the reason that I knew that he believed in me past the point of him just saying it, he showed the support by posting me out to his network, to listening to my radio shows and giving me feedback behind the scenes. And I knew that he listened because he would talk about what it is that he heard or he experienced from the shows, to just showing support, you know, in who I am and what I do financially and publicly. So I want to play a piece by my dear, dear friend, Patrick Domino, and this is called Let It Flow.
Thank you.
All right, that was Patrick Domino with his piece, Let It Flow. I want to welcome you to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I just really open up the phone lines and show my support to underground, independent, unknown artists of all art forms and all genres. I love artists, and through my coffee house, when it was a physical building, that's when I really, really understood how much I love the arts. I had been an avid reader for many, many years, and through my coffee shop, I was able to, embark on a different direction in loving the arts, in becoming a book reviewer of African American literature. From there, you know, the coffee shop, we had open mics, we sold a variety of art forms, you know, within the walls of Flavor Coffee House. And, you know, when I decided to close her doors back in 2008, it wasn't an easy decision, you know. But being a small business owner, that's hard. And I really did not know going into and building this beautiful, beautiful structure what it was going to really entail to make it successful. Now, of course, there's different degrees of what you may consider success. There are many, many wonderful things that came out of the experience of owning Flavor Coffee House that I never, never, never will regret. So I think about, you know, those days to who I am and what I do right now. And I had posted up on Facebook, you know, this is not a joke to me. When I do these radio shows, when I show my support to artists, when I decided to build and create the Flavor News movement, this isn't a joke. I take it so very serious. And I've had so many conversations with artists over the years, you know, what it is that they need to be successful, you know, who it is that they need to be successful. And you know, I'm not going to say that I know all the answers. Of course I don't. I'm not going to say that I have all the money to work from. Of course I don't. But one thing I know is that I try to learn and grow every single day to make this better, to make this work. And honestly, I want to grow this into a business that financially can take care of itself. I know that many of you as artists want to do the same. I remember having Tasha Taylor on my show, Johnny Taylor's baby girl, and she talked about the fact that her daddy taught her that when it comes to being an artist, 10% is based off of the talent, 90% is based off of business. And that's how you have to look at it. You as the artist, you're a business. How well are you representing yourself? I spent some time this past week with my daddy, and I have to say that it's a blessing to be able to have this opportunity to have him live with me and to be able to care for him at the age of 90 years old. But he's still so very wise. He's still so very sharp. And he's listened to me have some conversations with industry people and artists. And then, you know, I've had the opportunity to have him listen to some artist tracks, to showing him some of the visuals that are created, from videos to promos to album covers and all of that. And it's really interesting, you know, to see what a 90-year-old thinks about some of the artists that I'm connected to. But again, I want to welcome you to the coffee house. Again, this is all about supporting underground independent artists, not only musical talents, but all art forms. So I want to keep it going and get into some more music to bring your way. And I think that I'm going to play a piece by an artist I really, really like out of the Atlanta area. He goes by the name of Tunes, and this is 102 Degree.
says that you're secure within our love. Oh, could it be your amazing smile that makes me want to give you more of me? Yeah. Just wanna love you, babe. Just wanna say you're beautiful, so beautiful. It says you're confident in loving me.
right. Again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. And in that set, I played track from Tunes out of the ATL playing his piece, 102 Degree, going into Sheldon Butler playing Make Believe. Sheldon is actually out of the Seattle area. He's now down in California, and I had the opportunity to finally meet him in person and see him perform right before he made that move to California. An absolutely, absolutely amazing talent and beautiful soul. Then I took you out to Washington, D.C. and played a piece by Brian Christopher. That piece is called Beautiful. And then closing out that set with Coco St. James and her piece, Gotta Get Away, out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I want to take you down to Shreveport, Louisiana, and play a piece by Jayce Wade.
congregation. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Here is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Awaken from your slumber, completeness is the number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can somebody release me?
just funny, 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 funny. Love's just funny, 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 funny. Love's just funny, 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 funny. People said our love would fail. They tried to keep us apart. Yes, they did. Little did they know what's inside our hearts. Love's just funny that way. Our love affair should never be. That's what our friends all said. Yes, they did. They don't know just how we feel. Love's just funny that way. When I first saw you, I really didn't think that I should have ghost of a chance. Now that I know all we've been through, I've had a taste of love's sweet romance. Tell me that you love me like I love you. I'll tell you straight from my heart, yes I will. My love for you will always be. Love's just funny that way. Yeah. Of a chance. Now that I know all we've been through, I've had a taste of love, sweet romance. Tell me that you love me like I love you. I'll tell you straight from my heart, yes I will. My love for you will always be. Love's just funny that way. Look who's laughing now. Not you, not me. Love's just funny that way. Hey, I want to tell you that I'm always going to love you. You said we'd always be together. You were right, darling. You were right. They don't know. They never know. But I do. You know, I love you so much. Can't live without you. It's just you and me.
you and me against this big, big world.
Funny.
They don't know what we know. Don't you know we told them so?
Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with me here at the coffee shop online radio style. That is Flava Coffee House. It is kind of gloomy up here in Seattle, Washington. very, very dark out. Rain is coming down, but you know what? That's what we're known for, especially this time of year. But I hope that you're enjoying the music that I am playing for you. I want to give out a shout-out to my dear, dear friend, James Ross, down there in California, an absolutely amazing writer and poet. To my Bay Area people hanging out on the phone line, along with, I believe that is South Carolina and Washington, D.C. numbers. And some of those area codes, I'm not really sure. I'll have to look it up. I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me. But again, thank you so much for hanging out and listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style Live. I have to tell you, last Saturday's show, I'm not sure why, but I'm not going to complain, is the top listened to Flavor Coffee House show in the archives of the history of the Flavor Coffee House shows. The listenership of Flavor News Radio has grown tremendously in just 1 year period, and I'm extremely grateful for those that have stuck with me, to those that are coming to know, you know, who I am and what I do, and my support to the artists. The listenership has grown across the United States and around the globe. And, you know, that's a blessing, because it's not just about me being heard. It's about the artists that I support being heard also. I want to give a big shout-out to my partner in crime, Dwayne Alstead from Soul City Radio out there in Baltimore, Maryland. He is my partner. He does a show here on Flavor News Radio every Friday, where he plays a variety of independent artists along with mainstream artists, and opens up his chat room over there at Soul City Radio as he does the show here on Flavor News Radio. Soon, I know I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time. You know, life gets in the way, lack of money gets in the way, whatever it is, you know. But soon I'll be able to join him over on Soul City Radio to be able to take some of the top artists that are part of the Flavor News movement with me over there, along with joining the team of a few other online radio show hosts that have been, or radio stations that have been willing to hold out until I could get this right computer system together and be able to get online. One of the things that I realize when it comes to being an artist, you know, that takes money, you know, to make things work. And I'm in the same position. You know, I work a job that I love doing. I honestly would do my job without getting paid, because I believe that much in the kids that I support through Friends of Youth. I work with at-risk homeless youth on the weekends. This is my weekend off, and I have to tell you, as much as I love my kids there, it is wonderful, wonderful to have a weekend off and just, you know, some time away from work. But I would do it, you know, without getting paid. But I think at some point, when you put hard work into trying to build a business, and I call being an artist, you know, being a business. The artist is the product. At some point, hopefully you are creating something that is of quality. Your time and money has been invested into something worthwhile, and that you have the right team around you and are able to position yourself, you know, to the point where, you know, some people are paying attention. One of the things that I noticed is, you know, how you carry yourself online. I think that's really a big deal. Maybe just call it my age, I don't know, you know, but I know that people have reached out to me after watching me for quite a while and, you know, have approached me on some business deals, not just based off of the fact that I'm Lady Flava and I claim to wave my leopard pom-poms, but actually watching me and listening to my radio show. So, you know, when I spit what I think is my wisdom, please know that it's just my opinion, but it is something that I've learned from, you know. And every single day that I take my first breath, I learn something new. And I'm really, really blessed, as I have stated early in the show and online. And I'm really glad to have my daddy with me by my side. He's really kind of gotten involved, especially this past week, in some of the projects that I'm working on, you know, for some of the artists I work really, really closely with, you know, to, you know, helping me pick out appropriate words. One of the things that I'm learning is the words you use are really, really a big deal, much more of a big deal than I really honestly realized before. Selecting those right words to communicate what it is that you want to get across to somebody else is extremely important. And so, you know, that's one thing that Daddy's been helping me with. He's getting the dictionary out and the thesaurus and all of that, and you know, listening to me talk on the phone, you know, to the some of the people, he's like, you know what, I really think that you should write a book. And the funny thing is now that he really has put that thought in my head, and he's not the only person who's told me that. My mentor told me that, oh, about a year or so ago. She's like, Susan, you should really, really write a book. So it's something that I am really, really thinking about. And again, you know, it's my own thoughts. It's my observation of what I have watched, you know, with artists that I'm involved with as to why I post out what it is that I post out. Sometimes it's not that I have the answer to the posts that I have. It's what I want to find out how you think about, you know, something that I've posted. And so, you know, that's just how it is when it comes to me. 52 years old, kind of speak my mind from time to time, you know, play a variety of talents that I really, really am okay with attaching my name to. If you know me, you know my name is a very big deal to me. And I think that it should be to you, too. You know, if you are supporting other people, be mindful of the fact that are they somebody who represents you well, and do you represent them well? Something to really think about. I want to take you out to Detroit, Michigan again. And, oh, you know what? I didn't give you a list of the artists that I just played, did I? Well, let me go back and do that before I jump into some more tracks. I opened up this past set with Jay's Wade out of Shreveport, Louisiana, with his track Floating Along the Ocean. Then I went into Twin Spirit out of the ATL with Rules and Regulations. Then I went into John Hopkins Jr. with Love. He's out of the Kansas City area. And then brought you back up here to the Pacific Northwest with the talents of E. Bells with her piece All About You. And you know what? E. Bells' track was actually produced by my favorite young man, Sheldon Butler. So now I want to take you back out to the Detroit, Michigan area. I want to play a piece by an amazing acoustic guitar player. His name is Melvin Chenault, and this is his piece, People Tree. Thank you.
small car. $100 to the name. Going out looking for some action. But tonight will never be the same. Because they wanna be a gangster. They just wanna be a gangster. But they wanna be a gangster. They just wanna be gangsters, oh. Shotgun stacked up in a small trunk with what looks like three or four grenades. Yeah, yeah. This is less than the first market we see. Old man lights them up with some blades. Because they wanna be a gangster. They just wanna be gangsters. But they wanna be a gangster. Ooh, ooh. They just wanna be a gangster.
Back to me, that's no problem. It's Friday, but every line. She said you can pay me or you can pay, don't have a mind. But where the money goes, you gotta know I'm right behind. I know you respect the hustle, maybe another time. She smiled and asked if I had anything to write her number down. I said, you know what year it is, who has a pen now? I'm just saying, I pulled out my Samsung and got her information. Sent her a message for a new day location. And with no hesitation, she answered back with the details and the time. But now it's back on the grind. Now let's go.
Don't know, you the kids in my hero, you the reason I wrote. out to you from me.
All right, and that said, I played Melvin Chenault out of Detroit, Michigan, with his piece People Tree. Went into Chameleon, Wanna Be a Gangster out of Switzerland. Then down to the Bay Area with Nolte with his piece Can't Stay. And closing out that set with Jason F. out of Eastern Washington with One For Me. How are you doing, my friends? How are you doing? This is all about supporting underground independent artists and artists that are a part of the Flavor News movement. For those of you that are paying attention to me, I do have a contest going on. You can find out more about it on Facebook and going to the page for my business. Not my Lady Flavor page, but my Flavor News page. I want to see who's got the best visual promotion to promote themselves as an artist. It could be a video, it could be a poster, banner, whatever. I want to see what you've got, you know, what you're working with to promote who you are and what you do. I'm going to be choosing 5 artists to gift into the movement by the end of November. So, you know what, and post on my wall over at Flavor News as many times, you know, to show me what it is that you're working with. If you want more information about that and you're not on Facebook, you can contact me at admin@flavornews.com, and I definitely will answer your questions. But I want to get into some more tracks on this rainy afternoon here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to take you back down to California and play a piece by my girl BK. This is Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots.
What up?
Yeah, yeah.
Nappy.
Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing is promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing.
Top of the heap, or will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and waits, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the caddy drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends is best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing.
something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear, just believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared, whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing.
That was my girl BK out of California with her piece, Hardest Part, featuring Nappy Roots. I see we've got a caller, so I'm going to break into this set and take this call.
How's it going?
All right,
on?
Caller from the Bay Area. Welcome to Flava Coffee House.
How you doing? This Lady Flava?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
This is Mr. Basic, the co-signer.
All right. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm very good. It's good to hear your voice. So what's going on with you down there in the Bay Area?
Oh, not much. Just watching this Giants game, and, you know, Giants is going to take it anyway, but.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're an artist. So why don't you tell us about who you are and what you do?
I'm a producer out, you know, the Bay Area. I live on the coast and everything. I've been doing it for, you know, a long time and everything, but now in the last, like, 5 years, I've been pretty much more serious about it, trying to get things, you know, going and make it happen and everything. So I got an album, actually. I'm actually about to release on November 27th, you know, featuring me and my friends and everything. And that's pretty much about it, yeah.
All right, so do you and your group get out and perform down there in the Bay Area, or basically is it just in the studio right now and creating some videos and all of that?
Right now we're trying to actually, you know, perform and everything. Before it's been mainly just recording, you know, being out the trunk with it, but we're trying to, you know, grow and branch out and let everybody hear us and make noise and everything. So I would like to do it all pretty much. Perform, collaborate with other artists, other producers, everybody. So yeah.
So if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, what has your approach been to trying to get out there and, as you say, make noise?
My approach, pretty much, I've been traveling to different places. This year I've been out of state, up to the Northwest, to Washington, Oregon, and then around California I've been just driving around to different places, between Northern California and the Central Valley and parts of Southern California and everything. I've been passing out promo CDs all over the place. I've been utilizing the internet as much as I can. I got my website started within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that's about it, I think.
Okay. And is your approach so far working for you?
I think it is, slowly. I want to shoot videos, so that's actually in the works right now. Trying to get my clothing back. I used to have clothing for a little bit, like, several years back, didn't work out because I was doing things the wrong way, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's part of you know, just business is, you know, trial and error, and, you know, I've went through a lot of error and stuff, you know, and I had to learn things the hard way too. But
right.
I definitely I'm trying to do everything the right way and just, you know, see where it takes me and everything.
I can understand that. You know, I mean, I still am learning, you know, from trial and error. You know, even at my age and with the years that I've been putting into supporting artists, you know, I'm evolving and I'm learning and growing, you know, as far as what's the best approach, what's the most effective approach and all of that. So I definitely can appreciate the fact, you know, of you, you know, learning and growing along the way, because I think that's what it's all about too. I will have to say, and I will say this publicly, I really kind of dig that video you posted on the Flava News page. And the reason being is that I think that it does, you know, it does showcase, you know, the talents of, you know, who you are and who you're working with. And so, you know, I just want to let you know, I think that it, you know, very good job.
No, that really means a lot to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah, like you're saying about the other thing, yeah, nobody's perfect, you know, and, you know, it's, I've met a lot of people out there where they think that things have to be this, and that, and they can't mess up, whatever, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help that things happen and, you know, no one's perfect. So, as far as that, I'm glad you liked the video, too. Hoping to see the actual video eventually.
But, I think it's a great tool, though. I think visuals are great tools in promoting, you know, who artists are. I mean, because the competition is so stiff out there. You know, there are a lot of people, you know, trying to gain attention. So I think that if you have, the more tools you have to put out in front of people, you know, to show who you are and what you can do, I think that is a great direction to go. And maybe it's not perfect or whatever, but I think that if I do think the production of it is pretty good. I always tell people, you know, if they're doing a show or whatever, at least have somebody who's filming you from a cell phone. You know, there's so many people talking about being out there and performing, but none of us really know. But this is a great way of showing people what they can do, even if the production isn't perfect. To just be able to show people that you're doing what you say that you're doing, I think, is a good tool because, in a sense, it's kind of show and prove, you know, when we're connecting online, just like you being out down there in the Bay Area, I'm up in Seattle, Washington, right? So at this point, I have not experienced you in person. So what you posted on Flava News was a tool for me to be able to experience you, you know, over the internet. So I, you know, big hats off to you. You know, I'm serious about that. And, you know, when it comes to being in this industry, who's really, really doing it perfectly? You know, there are some people that you might say is doing it perfectly just because they have the money and the backing. But in all reality, there are people getting paid to make them look good. You know, and so when we are out here, you know, when we have a limited budget that we're working from, or maybe not even a budget we're working from, I think that there are still ways that we can get out there and make moves, you know, and maybe one day I'll talk about, you know, my own story again, you know, and in how limited I am in with the tools that I work with, but I'm still making moves, and I'm very, very blessed, you know, for that. So I'm really glad that you called into the show today, Mr. Basic, and I'm really glad to have made your acquaintance, and, you know, I'm glad that my girl, my baby girl, Erica, you know, introduced us.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Erica. Yeah, definitely. She's a great person. She's definitely a great person.
Yeah. So, anyway, do you have anything else you want to share with us before I get back to playing some more music?
I like to say, you know, everybody keep supporting Lady Flava. She's a great person as well. I like all the stuff she talks about. I, you know, on her Facebook, I've seen her stuff, and, you know, it's great. Support my album when you get a chance. Check it out, youtube.com/CoastSiderTV, or you can go straight to my website, MrBasicTheCoastSider.com. And the album comes out November 27th. Stay tuned with a blog talk with Lady Flava.
Maybe we need to get you to record that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So I can play that on my show, but. I think there's a very good chance that you'll be one of the people that are going to be gifted into the movement. So I appreciate, you know, getting to know you, and I look forward to, you know, getting to know you even better in the future.
Definitely. You too. Thank you so much.
All right, darling. So I want to thank Mr. Basic for calling in. If there's anybody else that wants to call in and, you know, tell us who you are and what you're all about, feel free to call in to 347-857-1189. Would love to hear from you. But in the meantime, I'm going to get back to playing some music, and I'm going to take you out to New York and play a piece by Darian Dean. This is called Love Revolution.
Oh, turning back. Ain't no turning back now. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back now. Ain't no turning back now. We have gone too far. No way you can stop us. This is who we are. Ain't no turning back now. We have gone too far. No way you can stop this. This is who we are. Pushing back against the tide. Many of us have known. Coming out into the light. See the knowledge gone. You don't have to like it. You're free to turn and go. Well, it's my life, so respect it. Just let my feelings show. Oh, oh, oh. There ain't no turning back now. 'Cause we have gone too far. No way you can stop us. 'Cause this is who we are. You can go and live your life, yeah.
Ain't no turning back now. Ain't no turning back.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ain't no turning back. Ain't
yeah.
No turning back now.
Tired of conforming. Got a right to liberty. I will let you do your thing. You let me be me. You're right. And with my biggest, my mind is my own.
You do what you do, don't do it unto me. I'm gonna let you be you, you gotta let me be me. I won't tell you what to do, you don't tell me what is right. You've got your life to live, and I have got my rights.
Supposed to be, I had it all.
Later,
find a perfect girl to settle down. cold air just to let it be. You were afraid of me because with such good friends you're there to see why we put sales at me.
If I could have any woman that I choose, you wonder why. Wonder why would I choose you? You can be my postway, compliment my cheek, flower please.
Continue to be
no.
be a step up from what I'm feeling. Could heal the heartache of the love she felt. It's how she acts towards me, and now I see that has now become the outcome.
You are listening to Flava News Radio, and this show is called Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. In this last set, you heard Darian Dean out of New York with his piece, Love Revolution. Took you down to Sacramento, California with Miss Ava Lamert with her piece, Ain't No Turning Back. Then down to the ATL with Winston Warriors and his track, Crossroads. And then down to Arizona with a piece by Mother's Favorite Child produced by Paris Tune. That track is called Numb. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Flava News Radio. I want to thank everybody who spreads the word about who we are and what we do. The numbers are growing and growing for the listenership of Flava News Radio, and I appreciate you because it has to do with you. It has to probably do some with Blog Talk Radio and just being out there on the internet, why the show is growing. On top of the fact that I play some amazing talents that are a part of the Flava News movement. If you want to learn more about Flava News and the Flava News movement and Flava News Radio, just go over to www.flavanews.com. I've got about 13 minutes left in the show, so I want to continue playing some tracks of the artists that you can find that are a part of the Flava News movement. I want to take you out to Baltimore, Maryland, and play a track by my business partner and dear friend, Mark Van Claggett. This track is called Sunset, Jazz at Sunset, the title track to his jazz CD. closing out today's Flavor Coffee House online radio style is Mark Van Claggett with his track Jazz at Sunset, then Tilly out of the Pacific Northwest with her track Why, and closing out with Jolene out of London, UK with her piece Maze. This is where we gather every Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know what will happen or who may call in. It's all about supporting underground independent artists. I open up the phone lines here at the Coffee House for you, the independent unknown artist, to call in, tell us who you are and what you do. Otherwise, as you can see, like today, besides Mr. Basic calling in from the Bay Area, I played a variety of tracks. And all of the artists you heard today on Flava News Radio and Flava Coffee House are members of the Flava News Movement. To find out more about Flava News and the Flava News Movement, go over to www.flavanews.com. Take care, God bless, and join us again next Saturday at Flava Coffee House online radio style. Good night.